What's up, Titans?
I am Isabel, your host from grade 12 AP.
And I'm Aiden Bakirin from 11B STEM.
I'm Andy from 11A.
Okay, so today we will be unraveling the episode of Valentine's. But before that, I want to ask you guys, since it's the month of love, how are we all feeling?
Good. How about you, Isabel?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
How about you? No comment.
No comment?
Classified.
Classified
information. Okay. Okay, so, second, what did you guys enjoy the most of our spirit week slash Valentine?
For me, it was the fact that we didn't have to dress up in corporate and we had to have different outfits for each day. I enjoyed that very much.
Unpopular opinion, I enjoyed No Bag Friday. Like, it was so impractical.
What did you bring?
I brought, you know, Mega Box, those clear boxes?
Yeah?
Yes. But the best one I've seen from my class, brought a whole microwave and air fryer.
Oh my god.
So creative. Everyone's so creative. How about you?
Honestly, like, in terms of favorite day, I'd probably say twinning. What was it?
Twinning Tuesday.
Oh, I gotta go Thursday. Oh. So, honestly, like, for us, like, with our friend group, we dress up in onesies and everything.
I just found
like the most comfortable ever. So, yeah. What about you, Isabel?
I think, like, my favorite day was probably, I think I would also give it No Back Friday.
It was fun. It was creative.
Yeah.
Okay. So, rate your 2024 Valentine's scale from 1 to 10, starting with Isabel.
What? Okay. So, I rate my Valentine's a 9 out of 10.
Oh.
Nothing happened for all of you guys who are listening right now. I actually spent the Valentine's Day with my fellow classmates because we attended a research congress. So, no Valentine's for me.
Right,
but
you did.
Yeah, that's how I'd rate it. A 9 out of 10.
Okay, how about you?
Infinity. No, I'm
sorry.
Oh my god.
No, I'll be honest, like, some things didn't really go as planned. But guys, just a reminder, okay? No matter how bad a day goes, just be grateful that it happened at least. Like,
I
just
agree.
Don't.
That's so real.
No matter how bad it goes, every day is perfect. Like, really.
Same answer with Aiden. No need to expound.
I can't with you guys.
Okay.
Now, after all of that, as we end the month of love, we wanted to make this episode extra fun and kilig, as we call it. And would everybody here would like to tell us what we'll be doing today?
Okay, so do you guys remember back in September during the RSO week where we had a confession booth? Today, we'll be reacting to your confessions.
Today we'll be having an exciting and insightful discussion about love and everything in between through the help of your confessions that you submitted.
Okay, so let's get started. To kickstart this episode, let's begin by taking a look at your confessions.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm scared. Okay, I have here.
We got one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. Oh my god, okay.
Oh,
here's
long.
The first confession. I had a friend who I had a crush on, but as time went by, we became awkward and didn't talk to each other much. Now I don't have a crush. I want to become a close friend again, but I don't know what to do. Please advise. Okay. I'm just kidding. But I think for me, if you want to be close again, just make sure that you know that your friend wouldn't be uncomfortable with what you're doing. And it's that you can also ask your mutual friends, like, what do they think about you in no malice way. And so that when you actually try to be closer again with them, it's not like, they wouldn't be uncomfortable, but rather they'd be like, you're able to restart your friendship. And hopefully, if you guys want to be more than friends, then it could work out this time. Ooh. Genius. Your turn. Oh, next.
Oh, imagine if I read the same card. Okay, so this card. I like someone, but he would never see me as a girl.
Oh!
As what, a girl, like in general, or like a girlfriend? I don't understand, but like, honestly, help.
I like someone, but he would never see me as a girl.
What would you? As a guy.
As a guy,
I can't relate. I'm not a girl. Help. But I don't know what you mean. If it's by their gender, it doesn't really matter. But like, I don't know what that. I'm sorry, I'm not a love expert.
He
but like,
never
really,
see me
like,
as a girl.
Never see me as a girl.
Hugs to you. Hugs to you.
Whoever you are, I'll give you like the biggest hug. Like, honestly.
Aww. Next one. Oh, it's a looking for. Looking for, to everyone there, looking for, matangkad, maputi, guapo, may kotse.
Help.
From college, Eme. I think I know who wrote this one.
Oh my god.
No comment, but
a lot of requirements.
Yeah, but this isn't going on anymore because I know the person.
There's nothing wrong with having standards, guys. Just remember, like, there's nothing wrong.
Okay, more confessions. Okay. There's this guy who I find really cute. Like, if you ever get to know him, you would agree. Okay, whoever wrote this, if you still remember, we want to see him and we want to decide for ourselves.
And then imagine if we meet him and then we see he's not good looking. Help.
You are so crazy.
Help. I can't read it. Guys, I need help. Wait, is it the sole reason... Help, I can't read it. Wait.
The sole reason I'm in Enderun is because my parents found out about my ex.
From your previous school? No, props to you. No, I'm being dead honest. Like, props to you if you moved just because of that. Like, I'm being dead honest. Like, really.
We don't know how to respond to that question, but... Wow.
Okay, so...
Wait, no, to you. I read that.
Oh, alright. So, wait until Christmas. I'm in that help. Bro, guys, I can't... Just so you know, I can't speak to
you. It says, wait until Christmas. I'm in that help. Did you?
Please,
did you?
We'd love to know. Shoot us an email. I swear.
Who wrote this, guys?
We'd love to know.
Update us, please.
All right. Okay. I have had a crush on Shrek. Why do I know all the people that do it? And yes, I was the one who wanted a Shrek mascot. I know who you are.
We know who it is.
It's obvious. It's very obvious.
I'm coming for you now.
Another member of this org.
Can we say this?
Oh no.
I had a Grindr hookup, then turns out he's the best friend of my marketing professor. The professor is around 45 to 50 years old, by the way, so take whatever you can with that information. What? Honestly, like, as long as you're of age and there's nothing, you're doing amazing, sweetheart. I'm uncomfortable. I did not mean to read that.
This is exactly what I was scared about, bro. I'm terrified to read these. Oh. Okay, so this one. Nice handwriting, by the way. Enderun makes me... Oh, shoot. Enderun makes me question... question it. It is a safe environment for LGBTQIA+ community people. Well, honestly... It doesn't really matter, honestly. I feel like Enderun is like one of the safest communities that you can meet out there.
I think that too.
Come on, I have a gay best friend for all I care, like really. Like, it's, honestly, she's doing well, we're all doing well. So, if you're still in the closet, then like it's fine.
It's very open here. It's like no one really judges.
No one cares, like really.
Oh, hey. Ang daming feeling pogi sa Enderun. Nar.
What can you say?
No comment.
What
help.
That? What?
No comment. I'm not boggy. Help.
I feel like.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay. Same thing. Use. Sorry, pero walang guapo sa Enderun. Yikes.
Yikes, bro.
We get a lot.
No
of
comment.
No comment.
It's okay, guys.
Okay, this one. I changed myself for her, guys. Please, no. I'm being honest. Don't do that. It's not. Self-love, just...
Actually, don't if you're changing that's for the better.
Yeah.
Change for the better, but don't change yourself for someone, because like it's not worth it, trust me. You're not gonna be yourself, and it's not fun, so...
Why?
You wanna take a look first? Look at the name. Should we...
Oh my gosh!
Should we include this? No, TBH. Oh, okay!
Blast from the past.
Why am I not reading this? To Mr. Salvador, basketball player, hoodie guy, and not so nerdy student of 11A, I think you are such a cool person and feels like a good friend to rely on. Maybe that was the reason why I had a crush on you. They told me you have someone you love already, and I hope you guys last long. I wish you both the best, that's all. I hope we could be friends though. Safe skies, always. What is it? Safe skies?
Safe skies.
Interesting,
that's it.
No comment. Okay. Name drop to Joey of 11A.
Oh, I know this.
I don't think I've met anyone quite like you. You are so unique. The way you speak, how you carry yourself. Just everything about you is so fascinating. I want to be a close friend of yours.
Joey, shout out to you.
Joey's dope though.
And
really.
Let
props
me know
you.
If you are watching this, the one who wrote this, please let me know how it went. If you ever confess to Joey at 11A.
Okay, name drop. So, I know this guy. So,
oh, I know that too.
Hi, Arv. I liked you since the NSO, but unfortunately, I have a boyfriend already. We took a picture together, and I asked
for your IG.
And I asked for your IG.
Hope you remember me with a heart.
Arv.
With a heart, you got. This girl, you have a boyfriend.
I feel like this is targeted. No, obviously this is targeted. But like, honestly, we need Arv's response on this. Imagine. Help.
Yeah, Arv.
But hope you remember me, though. Arv.
That's crazy. Confessions are crazy.
Oh, this is a cute one. Break from all the stressful ones. Okay. Okay. Everything will be okay. For the people who will hear this, I hope you heal from the things you don't talk about. I hope you forgive yourself. There are better days. Oh. I hope whoever needed this.
Yeah.
Like this. Alright, we're down to the last. Down to the last
three.
Okay. Okay.
Some. I. This is mine. Sorry, guys, I was like in a rough patch. I said sometimes I wish things were different.
Aww. Are they different now? In a good way?
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Debatable.
Oh no. My god. From Isabel.
Name drop, huh? I thought Sir Paul and Miss Jen were dating, lol. This is what I was worried about.
Interesting observation.
That.
Yeah.
I think. No.
To be clear, guys, Sir Paul is
taken.
Yeah.
Okay, for the last one, someone said, I've liked someone in my friend group since 11th grade. So, in grade 12.
So, grade 12.
Oh, so that's someone from grade 12?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Staying loyal.
Loyalty is key, guys.
Okay, after all of those crazy confessions that we had last September, it's now time to delve into a more intimate part of our episode, which is conversing about romance-related questions. So, to start off, we have from one of our content team members. If a friend of yours that you like had recently experienced a difficult breakup, how would you respond? Keynote, friend that you like.
Huh.
Okay, guys.
How do you shed light on this? Like, if you're in the position of the friend, I mean, if you're in the position of, like, the person, I feel like you can't do, if you really like a person, you wouldn't want their brains to be scattered, especially if they've gone through something really rough. So I feel like you should go and approach them as a friend first, because I feel like that's one of the best ways to show that you really care for them in this moment. What about you guys? What do you think?
Honestly, if you already experienced a difficult breakup, in my opinion, it really depends with you. It's your choice. And it's not like you're being selfish. It's more of like you're just deciding what's best for you too. Because imagine if you just force yourself, you know, if you feel like you're obligated to like get back together with them, then like what's even the point, because you're just forcing yourself. You're not being honest. So it really is your choice. And it's more of a matter of whether or not you guys can talk things out. But genuinely, I think it's okay. I think it's okay to patch things up. Because if you're really that committed, then go for it, you know? So, that's...
I think for me, it's important that when, of course, there is a chance that you have an ulterior motive if the person you like goes through a breakup. Because it's like, oh my god, now I have a chance. But then if it's your friend, I feel like it's important that you put your feelings aside and then comfort your, like what you said, like comfort your friend as a friend, nothing more.
Yeah.
Okay, so second question. What is your take in short-term relationships, and do you think it serves an important role in shaping a person's perspective in long-term commitments? Okay, guys, I'll be honest, I'll be speaking from experience, huh? But I'll be speaking from experience, okay? No matter the length of the relationship, you'll always be carrying it with you. Like, honestly, once you love a person, then you'll be loving them for as long as you can. But it's more of a matter on whether or not you choose to actually do something about it. Because, of course, I've been through a lot, Help, okay, so I've been through a lot, and from what I can say, these short-term relationships that you will always be experiencing, they'll always be a part of your life. So make sure to cherish like the experiences that you've been through. You know, there's always something that you can learn from, you know, no matter, like even if it's 1 second, you know, even if anything happens for like 1 second, 1 millisecond, it doesn't really matter. You can learn something from it. So there could be moments where something terrible could happen in one day, or something good could happen in one day. But even if it's something good, then just remember that, like, you know, there's something to learn from. Like, really. So.
Positive life. Okay, you. Oh, okay. I feel like, again, it's kind of repetitive. You always hear this, but like, I believe that every person comes into your life for a reason.
Oh, okay. That's so
good. Right? Oh, yeah. So, like, if it's short term, if it didn't last, especially if you guys ended good, then there was a reason for that. If you guys didn't end good, there's also a reason for that. But I think every experience is a learning experience that will help form the person you are when you are ready to commit and when the time is for you.
That's so good.
Okay, just add to that. Same opinion?
No, it's for me. Okay, sorry guys. I've never been in a relationship. But I think short-term, like, there's nothing wrong with having short-term relationships, because I feel like in each relationship, although you might do the same things like holding hands or like video calls, I think there's always something different with what you do with a different person. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but it serves an important role, because you'll always learn something new, like, regardless. And I think that's so important when you actually happen to find the person that you want to commit to, or just happen to commit to long term, because all of those experience, when you accumulate those, it turns, like, you become a better person, and you're obviously constantly improving when you have different experiences. So, nothing wrong with short term.
I agree with that. Okay, so the next question is, do you think love is a choice or an inevitable feeling? This is kind of hard to answer. Choice? Oh, don't look at me, I asked the question.
Okay.
Time to think.
For me, I'll go first, because I was looking at these questions, like, I think a few days ago, and me and my friend were like fighting about this, because I initially said choice, and my friend initially said inevitable feeling. But then I came to the decision that it's really both. Because you can't control who you like, or who you happen to like, because I don't know, that's literally how life works. But it's a choice, because you can choose to stay with this person, or you can choose not to. And even though you might fall out of love, I feel like there are times where you can just continuously just keep, if you keep choosing them, then isn't that love?
Oh, ooh! My god!
Sorry.
She's talking from the heart. Oh my gosh. For me, I agree with Isabel's answer, but I'm kind of leaning a little towards
inevitable
choice.
Oh.
A little more.
Okay, why?
Okay, here's the thing. I feel like inevitable feeling, yes, it could be love, but most of the time, when you can't control a feeling, it's probably because you like the person, not love. I heard this quote, it goes like, you like someone because you love someone despite. So choosing someone despite everything, despite their flaws and everything, I feel like that is why, for me, love leans a little more on a choice. But of course, you're always gonna have that inevitable feeling with the right person that you're eventually going to love. Yes, wise words. How about you?
I feel like you guys basically just said my answer.
Oh,
but
okay.
Honestly, I feel like inevitable feeling, I feel like it's both, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Love,
but
naturally.
Are you leaning towards anything more?
I don't lean towards anything, to be honest. I honestly,
he's the same.
I'm sorry who asked this question, but like, really, I just feel like it's both. It depends on like the order that you choose to view them in. Like, I view it as like, you have the inevitable feeling of love first, that was, you have a choice right after.
Oh yeah.
Because like, I could say there were like a lot of people that I met from the NSO who I either liked being around, or I just loved in terms of personality, but it really came down to a choice, and luckily I got lucky with that.
Wow.
We need a big joke. Okay. Well, speaking of being really lucky with that one, how do you personally know when you like someone? Okay, you guys go first.
Okay, I'll answer this first. How do I personally know when I like someone? Okay, so
you can, it's either like you can give traits, or like you can give a specific occurrence.
It's kind of specific. Oh, occurrence.
Yeah.
Occurrence, but in general as well.
fair.
So I'm the type of person that doesn't care as much. Like, for example, if a friend, even a friend, drifts away for a reason of like bad conversing, or there's just like an issue that's going on, I feel like I'm easy to let go of people because I've already experienced a lot of bad friendships or bad things in the past that, to myself, I know that it's not worth chasing after or fixing again. So when I know I really like someone, when I put in the effort to keep them in my life, because I've gone through so much like friendship breakups as well, so I know when or when not to keep a person. So when I like someone, I really put in the effort to show it to them, because I really do not care most of the time, especially like
Well, personally, I just feel like you'll just know, really. Like, it's the simplest answer, cheesiest answer, I get it. But, like, really, you'll just know, like, when you enjoy, you know, being around this person, when you feel like, you know, you want to be with them and everything, and when you care for them, and even when everything goes, like, to... I was about to swear, my bad. But even when everything is about to, like, go downhill and everything, even when it's at the bottom and everything, as long as you feel like you two still have something together, then that's when you truly know, in my opinion, that you like someone.
When you know, you know. I'm gonna sing that.
Like, the more you know.
I feel like all of those things I agree with. But for me, like, just one thing. I agree with you guys are more in the higher range. But I feel like I know if I personally like someone. It's like...
Let's hear this.
There was this one story. I'm not gonna disclose when was this, but I was just like tweaking, meaning like I wasn't functioning properly the whole day, and it was like all I thought about was like this person, like all the whole day. I was like, why is this happening? And there was this moment where it was like free time, so I just randomly asked my teacher, like, do you think absence makes the heart grow fonder? And she said, yeah, because she said, if this person isn't important to you, then why would you miss them?
Why would you be looking?
Why would you be looking for them? And I think, I feel like I know I like someone if their absence bothers me.
So, yes.
Do you agree, guys?
Everything.
I can heavily relate.
All right.
Heavily. So moving on. Next question. What is your biggest what if?
I don't want to start.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
It's not that deep, to be honest. I think one of my biggest what ifs is if I didn't move schools in grade 7. So a little background about me. Grade 7, I decided to move because I felt like my school wasn't doing good for me. Like, I don't know, I was just sad during the pandemic, or my school was just not it for me. So I decided to move schools. I stayed there for 2 years and then I moved to Enderen. So basically, I've had two schools since then. And I'd always think to myself, like, what kind of person would I be if I didn't move schools? Because I feel like I changed so much in the past, so far, 3 years. Like, I've learned so much and I've experienced so much. I met new people. So it just always comes to my mind, because whenever I see my friends, I'm like, oh, what if I didn't move schools at all? Because at that time, I was the only one who moved away. So just makes me think of what kind of person I would be if I stayed in that school. But I do not regret moving because I learned so much. And I'm here.
How about you?
Honestly, coming from the biggest overthinker back then, I had a lot of what ifs, but I think the main one that changed my life was what if I moved to Enderen, honestly. Like, what if I got good in school? What if I contributed to helping myself? And what if I found someone that I could really call like the love of my life, honestly. And honestly, I still ask those every day, to be honest, but at least one of them is fulfilled.
Bro, so poetic.
Okay, for me, I think we all have the same, but mine would be, I feel like similarly, what if the pandemic didn't happen? Because I know if the pandemic didn't happen, I would have stayed in my old school. And like, it basically in our school, we've been classmates for our whole lives, right? So yeah. If I didn't move, I don't know if I would grow, or I don't know if I stayed there, if I would like be who I am today. And it's kind of crazy. But
All right, for our next question, do you believe in soulmates?
No.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, all right, wait, expound, because I'm still thinking.
Okay, I would say no. I don't know why.
Not really.
But I genuinely don't believe that there is someone who is like, who would be there for me. Like, it's destined to be. I do, somehow, I don't know if it's the same thing, but I believe in invisible string, but I don't believe in soulmates.
Does that make sense?
Like, I do believe that in this universe, there is one person who has been there, but I just haven't seen it plain sight. But I also don't think that the universe created this person and the universe created this person and be like, okay, they're meant to be. I don't think that. I'm just crazy, but I really don't think that.
Help, this is like the entire canon event argument from across the Spider-Verse. So, but honestly, with soulmates, I don't really believe in that. Honestly, I've never believed in it. Like, anything that's like destined to be, I never really believed in it. Like, I never thought, you know, one day that I'd just be sitting in my room thinking like, what if there's someone out there who I'm supposed to be with? I don't like thinking that. I have my own free will and everything. And I just don't believe that, you know, someone is already chosen for me now. Like, it's my choice, you know? And my choice, best choice, honestly. Well, sometimes, debatable. But most of the time, follow your gut. Like,
yeah, I'd say the same. I think it's debatable. It's hard to answer that question, but I feel like the universe doesn't decide a soulmate or not, or the person you are destined to be, it's you. It's like what Aiden said, just more specific. Yeah, that's it.
So you get, okay.
Yeah.
That's so sad, guys.
You find that person, and that person's meant to be. It's not the universe.
But do you guys believe in invisible string?
I do.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
Okay, kind of explain it to him.
Okay, invisible string is like, example, you, like, there's moments leading up to that, this, your partner. Like, you, maybe it could be like, you guys used to be in the same friend group, or you guys were long distance best friends, or just some way it just ends up that you have an invisible string tied to each other. Do you think that?
Anything destiny related? No.
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't really believe in destiny. I'm sorry, guys.
I believe in it. I feel like it's also kind of cute seeing a lot of people show like their past. Like, I've seen one on TikTok. Like, like this person, like her boyfriend was her mom's like student back in like preschool.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Right? I was like, oh my god, that's cute.
Because, best invisible string.
Like, it doesn't happen to everyone, but it does exist. So yeah. I do believe in it.
Okay? Joke, I believe in destiny now.
Alright, okay.
Okay, well, speaking of, thoughts on online dating and Tinder, since it's not, I wouldn't say it's really invisible string, but then you're actively looking for a partner.
Like,
so what are your thoughts on online dating and Tinder?
If it's what you want to do, then like, go ahead. I'm not gonna judge, you know, because like, I've seen these stories online where like a bunch of people were able to have like a happy marriage and everything because they found each other online, you know. But honestly, I don't really suggest it to people who are young, in my opinion. I just don't feel like it's good, because you're not really mature yet. Even if you're 18 or anything. Again, this is coming from a 16-year-old, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't really prefer online dating, especially Tinder. But if it works for you, then like, go ahead, you know? Like, if you feel like that's what's best, then go ahead, you know? Besides, like, you could prove me wrong if you find someone, like, really. But I'm just saying, best of luck to you, you know?
I feel like there's a negative light shed on online dating. Like, people shoot always negative and stuff like that. But like what Aiden said, it's been proved, and you see stories online of love stories from these dating apps. So I don't think there's anything negative with it. I feel like people use this to explore more or be open to more, and I think there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I also agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with online dating and Tinder, because I'm repeating what you guys said. There are moments where those two people who match actually end up getting together and getting like committed and married. So yeah, nothing wrong.
Okay, so next question, and our final question, which I have a lot of experience with. Ooh, who pays for the first date?
The most controversial question of all.
To be honest, okay.
If I may start.
Okay, as a guy.
I had my first actual date months ago. And honestly, it really, traditionally, if you want to be traditional, then like go ahead, you know, you could just say, oh, like it should be the guy, you know. But honestly, yeah, honestly, the guy. I can't really give an argument.
No, you have to say a tangible answer. Is it the guy split or it's the girl?
In the podcast,
either split or the guy. I'm sorry. Like okay. I'd rather follow.
Okay, what occasion would it be where it's a split?
Split.
Spontaneous. If, or.
I don't know, but like honestly, that's all. Cause like, there's no problem to be honest with like the girl paying. Honestly, you know, that's fine. But like, first date, I feel like it's mandatory that it has to be the guy, if I'm being honest. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry if it's like, if you're a girl out there and you've already paid for the first date, I get it, you know? But honestly, good for you. But first date in general, it's a guy. It's tradition. It's like, I'm sorry. Like, I just can't.
I feel like it's, okay, very, very different opinion from Elan. I feel like it's whoever initiates the date. Or plans a date. Like, you know, there are also relationships that aren't just guys and girls. So I feel like it isn't a wrong thing for in girl-guy relationships for a girl to pay, because if she initiated the date, I think there's nothing wrong with that. And but I do believe in split paying, like not for the first date, but like for the next dates to come. I feel like it's a good thing. Good exchange. You don't need like split. Like, oh, I'll take dinner or I'll take the snacks day. Then you share it, right?
Yeah. For me, since I'm straight, I would prefer it's either split or the guy, because I feel like I had the same person who fought me. Like we had this argument about it. Like it's the same friend who I had an argument with. So basically, I feel like it should be the guy who pays for the first date, because it's like you're making an impression on the girl. But then my friend had like this like rebuttal saying like, oh, so you need money to make you feel flustered. And I was like, wait, no, I feel like the point of proving that you can pay the bill on the first date is like, he wants to ease the burden of like financial responsibilities, and he wants to like prove that he can take care of you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Like, it's presenting yourself as.
And if it's the guy who initiated, who asked me on the first date,
obviously
I would expect you pay.
Imagine you paying for that.
Yeah, especially like, but if like, sorry, but I feel like if the guy is really crazy, or if I'm not interested, I feel like a good signal would be to split it.
I've got very sophisticated people with me, guys. Help. Like, actually, like,
no.
These guys are giving the best answers ever. And then my answer, guys, it is what it is.
Oh my God, you're crazy. But then at least your verdict is like, it should be the guy.
Yeah. Actually, guys, this is a prank. We have a follow-up question.
One last.
So this is kind of a very controversial thing to talk about. In TikTok, especially. So do you guys remember when it went viral? A guy bought his fiance a potential fiance, a 300 peso engagement ring, and he was getting bashed online, or some people supported him even. So what do you guys think about that?
Okay. For me, it's very hard to say, because let's face it, like I'm privileged to have these financials, to be financially stable, but I'd be a little bit upset that if he can spend 300, it's like the same price as like chicken nuggets and fries. And it's the same, like, I'd be upset if his hobbies, if he, like, example, he likes to collect like I don't know, cars or Lego, and then it's more expensive than what he could provide for me. I think that, but then of course, it's a different situation, because we really don't know how, like, what's his, like, I guess, financial status. But then if it were my fiance, I'd honestly prefer a paper ring. Like, don't give me a 300 ring, just give me a paper ring. Because I feel like it's more meaningful than something you can just buy, like, without careful consideration. Because if it's 300, it's most likely to be, like, somewhere that you could just easily buy a ring. Like, you could just search online,
shopping.
Yeah, ring, and it's just 300. So, I don't know. It's not that I'm, like, money hungry. It's just, I want to be appreciated more. What do you think?
Okay, personally, in this situation, right, she got kind of pissed about it, right?
Yeah.
And like, honestly, it's not like she's just genuinely pissed that, like, you know, she got him a 300 peso ring. It's more of like, of course, when someone like proposes to you and everything, then obviously you'd be expecting a lot, right? But even if my sidetrack, right? But if my girlfriend in the future were to ever give me or propose to me first, okay, I don't really care about who proposes first, just saying, but if my girlfriend were to ever propose to me first in the future, then even if she gave me like a paper ring, right, or even if she gave me an onion ring, bro, I really don't care. She gave me an onion ring, I really would not care. It's a thought that counts. But then again, I don't really feel like the girl, she had some right to complain about it, but then again, she didn't really have to go on a whole rant about it. Yeah. But we're not really gonna talk about controversies here. But personally, I think it's somewhat justifiable, but in the end, it's still love. Love is love. Like, it doesn't really matter if she gets you a ring or not, you know? And it's a thought that counts, because think about it. Like, if he really went out of his way, let's say his financial status isn't really that great, right? Like, maybe he went out of his way just to do it that early because he really loves her, you know? Like, you just gotta look at it that way. But yeah, that's kind of my take on the question, so.
Okay, so reiterating what Isabel said, we, of course, we're privileged enough to even be in the school, so we don't know the financial situation of the people involved. But I do agree with what Isabel said. Like, I wouldn't be happy if the one proposing to me could afford things way more than 300 pesos, but get me a 300 peso ring. Because I feel like it's also, I agree that love is love, but at the same time, it's an engagement ring. It's forever, so it's kind of a reflection of how you value a relationship. Not that it's money worthy, not like it's about money. It doesn't have to be expensive, especially me. I'm not super into it, so, but I would appreciate a good like engagement ring because it's forever. So yeah. Okay, so to end this episode, we'd like to share a bit of our key takeaways from the whole thing. So starting from the RSO questions, the very surprising, sometimes disturbing, kilig, whatever you want to call it, to our personal questions, I feel like it's fun seeing the people's view on love and what they have to say about it. Like, even us or the outside viewers or the ones who contributed to the RSO, I feel like you can see like we agree on some things, but like in some other we're so different. So I feel like love is very different for everyone, so find someone who thinks the same way as you and values the same thing.
I think for me, upon reading the RSO confessions, I realized that a lot of people are actually going through the same thing. Like, there's a lot of unrequited love that's happening in and around senior high school. I don't, but maybe it's because we are teenagers right now. But from our own discussion, I think I like that how, like, most of our takes, it's super connected. I don't know why. Like, we all have. Three of us we all came from different like love life experiences, but it's actually, just yeah. Right? Yeah. And we still were able to form something that's like, oh, we agree on it. So I feel like that's what's super surprising for me. How about you?
Honestly, my key takeaway on the RSO confessions and everything, I just love how everyone's answers were like super hectic. Because like then again, you know, teenagers nowadays, you know. But one thing I can say about it is this isn't like a lazy answer or anything, but I tell this to everyone, it really is your choice, you know? And to expound on that, it's your choice, and if you mess up, then just learn from it, really. Like, it may seem, you know, like, easier said than done, but really, like, everyone will eventually learn from some kind of bad experience, or good experience, if you will. But then again, there's always something to learn from, and it's nice knowing that, like, there's people out there who are genuinely curious, you know, about, you know, how to deal with like their love lives and everything. But really, it's your love life, and if you think whatever you do is right, then go for it, you know? Like, really, like, if you want to break up with someone, then go ahead. If you want to get with someone, go ahead, you know? But yeah, that's my key takeaway on the RSO confessions, and props to everyone who, let's give a round of applause to like the people who like, you know, gave their confessions
very
and everything.
Surprising. I got shocked.
Same.
I knew they were kind of out of it, but I didn't know that much.
Yeah, that's real.
Alright guys, so that'll be it for us. Don't forget to follow us on our social media at endoran.unmuted. and at Ink and Run on Instagram and on Facebook.
And if there's anything you want us to talk about, feel free to reach out by sending us a message.
Unfortunately, we are now meeting again. However, as always, thank you for tuning in with us. For more episodes like this, stay tuned to Enderun Unmuted, your favorite podcast segment. Once again, my name is Amanda.
And my name is Aiden.
And I'm Isabel.
And we are your Enderun Unmuted. Hear you soon.